You're with SBS Radio.
Interesado ang Australia na palawigan ang pakikipag-ugnayan nito sa Pilipinas sa maraming aspeto ng pamumuhay, aktibidad man ito sa pribado at pampublikong sektor ng lipunan. At ito ang isa sa mga layunin ng isinagawang Australian Innovation and the Philippines Summit, isang buong araw ng mga talumpati at panel discussion sa mga plano at prioridad ng mga leaders sa iba't ibang ahensya ng gobyerno at ng mga industriya sa Pilipinas at Australia. Bahagi ito ng buong linggong pagdiriwang ng Philippine-Australia Friendship na nabuo noong 22 ng Mayo taong 1946. Sa kanyang talumpati sa pagbubukas ng Australian Innovation Summit, sinabi ni Australian Ambassador to the Philippines Amanda Gourley na gustong ibahagi ng Australia ang kaalaman nito sa innovation para sa pag-unlad ng Pilipinas. Kabilang sa mga ugnayang nais palawigin ng Australia sa Pilipinas ay sa larangan ng digital commerce, cybersecurity, digi-health at education technology o edutech. Hindi naman nakaligtaan ni Ambassador Gourley na kilalanin ang kontribusyon ng mga Filipino sa tinawag niyang highly educated, multicultural at multilingual workforce ng Australia na siyang nagsusulong ng innovation at pag-unlad ng negosyo doon.
And I would add that Filipinos are indeed contributing to that workforce. There are over 300,000 Filipinos living in Australia, working there. Many of them are there because of their skills. And in fact, Tagalog is now the 8th most spoken expat language in Australia, and it's growing, so it's quite an interesting dynamic. The country does have a highly educated workforce with the skills to service a diverse range of industries. Over 40% of our workforce has tertiary qualification. Australia is culturally diverse and, as I said, multilingual. 30% of Australians were born overseas, I'm one of them, and 20%, so is Elodie, of course, and 27% speak an Asian or European language.
Dumalo rin sa Australian Innovation in the Philippines Summit si DICT, Department of Information and Communications Technology, Acting Secretary Eliseo Rio Jr. Sa kanyang talumpati, hinimok ni Acting Secretary Rio ang Australia na tumulong sa Pilipinas para palaguin ang telecommunications industry nito. Anya, kailangan ng Pilipinas ng tulong ng Australia sa cybersecurity, innovation, and commerce. Tiniyak naman ni Eliseo na pinabubuti ng Pilipinas ang mga kondisyon sa bansa para pumasok at mag-operate ang isang foreign partner.
So we are still trying to improve our telecommunication industry. As you know, we are now in a search for a third telco player because a few years ago, the San Miguel Corporation and Telstra did not push through. That would have been the best third telco player we never had. Because then, the situation was not really conducive for a foreign partner on telecommunication.
Bilang sagot, sinabi ni Elodie Journay, Senior Trade and Investment Commissioner to the Philippines and Micronesia ng Australian Trade and Investment Commission on Austrade, natutulong ang Australia sa Pilipinas sa larangan ng digital economy. Partikular anya na tinututukan ng Pilipinas at Australia na buuin at isulong ang cyber security.
We had representatives from DICT and from the BSP going down to Australia just last month to be part of a cybersecurity conference, and we actually are, you know, interested in looking at how we can actually foster greater engagement in that space, both at a government-to-government engagement, but also in terms of industry, in terms of some of the technology and the solutions, but also academically as well, to look at how do you actually create a new pool of experts that specialize in cybersecurity. So that will be something quite
exciting. Ayon kay Ms. Journay, ang hiling lang ng gobyerno at ng mga negosyante sa Australia ay huwag gaanong higpitan ang mga restrictions sa foreign ownership sa Pilipinas at pag-igihin pa ang infrastruktura sa bansa. Mula sa Pilipinas, para sa SBS Filipino, ako si Shirley Escalante.
Want to hear more stories like this? subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.